again. Today's learning is sponsored. There's a whiteboard, but I think I'm better off without it. Because by the time I sit and write it the right way, if I would be here an hour before, maybe I should come tomorrow and do this. Be here before and put it on the board and work it out on the board. Maybe I should have written it out on a paper at home and then come and did it here. But to go figure it out on the paper now, especially with this three different shatam and this gemara, it's going to be a difficult thing to do, even if the whiteboard were my whole board. But I used to have it in a classroom. Okay, today's learning is sponsored as a schuss for Yitzchak Yaakov Ben Blima. There we are. May today's surgery be matzliach. This morning. And may the Rabbeinu Shalom bench him with a refuah shleima b'karav b'toyach shar chayav Yisroel, the Kleinman family. Okay. I'm going to review yesterday's Gemara. I'm going to do the Rosh Hashanah shot. I was encouraged yesterday to skip it. I really don't feel right skipping a rush. I think we're adults. But I'll try. I'll do this much, that I only do it once or twice, and then if it doesn't go, I'll just leave it. But the Gemara has a second shot, and I don't plan to skip Gemara. So there's a two shots in the Gemara, and in shot number one of the Gemara, there is two girsas in the Gemara. The first girsa, the second girsa. For those who learn our scroll, they should just be aware that the Ran goes with the second girsa. So the first girsa, which the Rush says, is not going to work with Archgol. I assume Archgol goes with the Ran. The second girsa is the one that Archgol does. Or it could be Archgol brings both, because Archgol can do that, at least in the Archgols that I use sometimes. I'll have in the bottom different Shatam and the Gemara. I don't know how he does it in English. I only have a Hebrew Archgol, and I don't even have it in Babli. I have it in Shalmi. And there is a, at the bottom it will say, this is what the pshat that I wrote on top is according to this. But there are other pshat, and he writes a different pshat in the whole Gemara. So I don't know how he works in English. Doesn't make a difference. Let's start the Gemara again from Machzulay Saveda Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Start the Gemara. Machzulay Saveda. I will ask one thing. I will be able to say the first pshat without being interrupted. That way I can say it in complete as well as I can explain. I'll try my best and not try to change my mind six times. But I'd like to do that without being interrupted, because then interrupted. Then afterwards, if people have questions, I love to answer questions. There's a machloikus, who can return whose aveda? Okay, we're going to have two people. We're going to have the person who owns the aveda, and we're going to have the person that returns the aveda. We can call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven owns the aveda, Shimon returns the aveda. Or I was thinking about calling them B and M. B is the Baal aveda, and M is the Machzir, the one that returns it. If you'd rather have Reuven and Shimon, I'll stick to Reuven and Shimon. I did?
Yeah.
And Shimon was the owner? I thought I did the other way. If I did it that way, I'll do it that way today. That's why maybe B and M might be a better solution.
Proportional.
Again, so B is, yes.
I was going to suggest for someone like me who thinks in English, when I've explained things like this, I've always used A and B. They're very easy to tell apart.
Okay, we're going to have six eights, and I'm going to get nowhere. So I have to do the thing I'm comfortable. I'll stick to Reuven and Shimon, and I'll use it the way Dr. Harris remembers I used it yesterday. Reuven is the returner to the Aveda, and Shimon owns the Aveda. Okay, one of the two banned the other with Hanah. Either the owner banned Shimon, banned Reuven, or Reuven banned Shimon. Again, one of the two, or maybe both, are banned from each other. There can be three possibilities. One, that the owner of the Aveda banned the returner from having pleasure from him. Two, the returner banned the owner from having pleasure from him. So Reuven banned Shimon, or Shimon banned Reuven. Or they're banned from each other. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, and Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. There's three possibilities. The Mishnah said, one can return an Aveda. Who can return to whom? Pligibar Rav Ami v'Ravasi. Charamar, one says, Loi shanu el v'shenichse magzir asurim abal Aveda. It's only if the owner of the Aveda, who is Shimon, cannot have pleasure from Reuven. So Reuven is allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon is not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. And now, I'm sorry, Let's try it again. Yeah, okay. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Right. So now, Reuven finds the Aveda. So the Mishnah is saying, Reuven can return the Aveda. And that makes perfect sense. Because, as the Gemara will explain, why? Because there's two pleasures involved here. When Reuven gives back the Aveda to Shimon, Shimon is receiving two parts of pleasure from Reuven. One, he's getting the item. The item is being returned to him. This is a lost item that he got back. And two, the pleasure of the fact that the guy bothered to return the Aveda. So there's two things that would ban Shimon from taking this Aveda back. Number one, he's getting pleasure from Reuven, who's giving him the Aveda. And number two, the fact that Reuven put in the effort to get the Aveda. And the answer is, the item, it belongs to Shimon. So he's not giving him back. He's not giving him anything new. He's returning Shimon's item. This is Shimon's. There is no giving. Reuven didn't give Shimon a thing. He gave him back his own thing. That's not a new thing. That's number one. That's the svara. People put that in, please, with a memory thing, because we're going to need that. And number two is the pleasure that he returned. It is a mitzvah. And we learned, according to the Rosh, the Mishnah told us that when you do a mitzvah, that's not called receiving a pleasure. The guy's not doing it to give you pleasure. He's doing it so he can get brownie points upstairs. That's a mitzvah. Therefore, it's not called giving him pleasure. That's why that's permissible, because both aspects of pleasure do not exist here. You didn't give him anything new, and you also didn't give him pleasure in returning it, because you did it for a mitzvah, and that takes away that problem. So El Midim the Navshikamadala. Avo Mirse Balaveda Surama Mahzer. What happens if Shimon's property is Asar and Reuven, meaning the guy who's returning it is not allowed to have pleasure from the owner of the Aveda? Loika Mahadala. Why? What pleasure is Reuven getting from Shimon? He's giving back Shimon his Aveda. The Kamahani lay put to the Rabbi Yitzchak, because while he's working with the Aveda, he doesn't have to give tzedakah. And therefore, he's receiving pleasure from the owner of the Aveda. Reuven is receiving pleasure from Shimon that he does not have to give tzedakah during the hour that he's involved in returning the Aveda. The hour I made up, by the way. That he's involved in returning the Aveda. Therefore, Reuven is receiving pleasure from Shimon, which he's not allowed to receive. That way, he can't give it back. It's not true. Reuven can return it, even though he's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. We don't view the fact that he doesn't have to give tzedakah while he's doing that hour as a thing that's frequent, and therefore we don't consider that Reuven is getting pleasure from Shimon. That's what that Mandi Amar says. So there's a machlokes here. Everybody agrees that if Shimon can't have anah from Reuven, it's permissible, because Shimon is not receiving anything from Reuven. The Aveda is his, and the pleasure of getting it back, because the guy worked, is a mitzvah. A mitzvah makes it that it's not us.
Both
Amaroi agree that if it's the Shimon not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven, it's permissible. Reuven's doing a mitzvah, and the item belongs to Shimon anyway. Nothing is being given to him. The Machloika says, when Reuven is not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, but the Machzer is not allowed to have pleasure from the Baal Aveda. He is gaining that he doesn't have to give tzedakah. Is that considered a pleasure, or is it not considered a pleasure because it's not shliach? That's the machloikas, these two amaroi.
So they didn't know someone gets
them. I asked it. No question.
Sorry.
The Mishnah said, Mokim shenayit maleschar, if you get paid for returning the Aveda, tipo hanoa lehegdish. The hegdanoa goes to hegdish. Now, the Gemara assumes, according to the way we're learning now, that in the case of the Baal Aveda, of the Machzer not being able to have pleasure from the Baal Aveda, in that same case, the Baal Aveda is not allowed to have pleasure from the Machzer. The Machzer can't have pleasure from the Baal Aveda, and it's going both ways. The Mandamara says that you can return it, right, even in the case when the Machzer can have pleasure from the Baal Aveda, right? The one that says that we're not worried about Putra the Rav Yisuf, the one that says that Reuven can return it even though he's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, is going that both can have pleasure from each other. Because Right, that's it. Don't think about it. Bishtraima, Lamanda, Mafilu, Bishinipse, Balaveda, Surna, Magzer, Nami Mahadir. Haidu Diktari, Mokim Shinoit, Malas, Hartibon, all like this. So it makes sense. Reuven comes to give back the Aveda to Shimon. And she's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. So Shimon takes out $25 and says, here is your payment for returning the Aveda. So Reuven can't take it. Reuven can't take it. And Shimon can't keep it because this is Reuven's money. Reuven's money because he's supposed to give it to Reuven. And he's not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven either. And it belongs to Reuven. And it belongs to Reuven. And they're both usher from each other. So Shimon can't keep it. Reuven can't take it. So it goes to Hegdish. But the Man Yomar, it says that when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, he can't give it back because he's gaining the fact that he doesn't have to give tzedakah. So then the Mishnah is only talking about in the case when Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Because when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, he's not allowed to give it back. If it's only talking about that case, I might tip on all the Hegdish. So why is that all going to Hegdish? Why can't the Machzor take it? Take it! You're allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon wants to give you the $25. Take it. Why should it go to Hegdish? In a case that they can't take from each other. So then I can understand. What are you supposed to do with the money? Reuven doesn't want to take it. Reuven can't take it. Can't have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon can't keep it. He can't have pleasure from Reuven. And this is rightfully Reuven's. So what is he supposed to do? So therefore, how long it is, tip on all the Hegdish. But if you're telling me that Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, because if he wouldn't be returning the Aveda. So then why can't Reuven take the money? He's entitled to it. And for the Gemara, you're right. Reuven could take the money. We're talking about Reuven refuses to take the money. He doesn't want to take the money. So what's Shimon supposed to do? He can't keep it. It's Reuven's money. So therefore, he has to give it to Hegdish. But ain't no kinami. Reuven is entitled to take the money. He doesn't want to take the money. He doesn't want to get paid for the mitzvah. He brings it. He tells Shimon, listen, I'm not interested in your money. So he's allowed to take it. He doesn't want to take it. Now Shimon's stuck. He has money that he's not allowed to keep. He can't give it to Reuven because he doesn't want it. So therefore, he gives it to Hegdish. Now, yes, Rabbi Shimon.
I find a basic sense of Aveda. If this person loses something and there's yish.
Nothing, let's leave yish out. He's not learning Masechta about Matzia now.
Okay.
There's no yish.
And so the man has no pleasure from getting back his own item.
That's what the Gemara is saying. There'll be a question of that later, but that's okay. What the Gemara is saying. Yeah, Abraham, you look like you're troubled.
No.
Yes.
Yesterday, Rabbi had this last case where he doesn't have to listen to the minhag halakha. Makom shenaitlin alaschar is like a reed.
That means it belongs to him. That means the money belongs to him. Not halakhically, but he.
Usually people.
That's not that again. The minute this is what you did by an aveda. You paid the guy.
That not considered like an
Ari? No.
And the case where he can't return the money, first case,
now
can't
return the item.
Return the item. What does he do with it?
He leaves it there. No, it belongs to Shimon.
What does he do with it? He sits in his house?
No, he doesn't pick it up.
How does he know before he picks it up?
That's a good question. So I assume, again, it's like my grand's own answer, that when he's walking down the street, he says, oh, there's Shimon's thing. Again, that's how I assume. Because you're right. Once he picked it up, he's stuck. He can't give it back to the street. Like Alistair, you can't put it back. Right? Once you pick up something, you're stuck. Can't give it back. And he can't keep it because he knows it's Shimon's. It's called labor. I don't know what he would do. He can't make him a shliach. But maybe he can say, listen, I'm stuck with Shimon's item. I can't give it back to him. Again, he already had an offer from Shimon when he picked it up. He didn't have to give tzedakah. But there you can see it was a shaking. He didn't mean it. What could he do? Again, I assumed, again, my own chat, he was walking down the street. He says, hey, that's Shimon. I can't pick it up. I can't have pleasure from patrick myself from tzedakah. And you have to be slightly learned, because most people wouldn't think about the fact that they're getting annoyed that they're not giving tzedakah. I mean, it's a little bit like stretch in a person, at least in my mind. But I do think, I don't think about whether I have to give tzedakah then or not give tzedakah then.
Let's say he does pick it up.
Okay, so now you're asking a new question. What does he do? In my mind, the only solution I can see is he goes over to Levi and says, Levi, I got a problem. I haven't avenged it belongs to the ship, and I can't return it. I can't be involved in it. Take care of it. What? We didn't pop him, so we didn't get an offer from Shimon. What? He's not part of him, Tzedakah. I mean, for the second he's talking to Levi, he's having an awe that the honey came at that second. I, you know, that's like, well, shiach. That's a good question. Nothing to do with this. I'm forced to ask. It's a side issue. It's a good issue. Why don't we say that? Say of Hashanah Zaveh, there's Deich of the Lava of Bal Yachil. Excellent question. But not for now, because we're going to get off the subject. We're going to get a little chat tomorrow. That's a good question. Now, go ahead and ask that question. Why don't we say that? It's a great question. But it's not, again, it is in the Gemara. It's not off the subject, but it's off our subject, because we're never going to learn Chassid Gemara if we get off. Okay, that's the first gear in the Gemara. So again, I will review it quickly. Reuben and Shimon, Reuben's returning in Aveda to Shimon. So if Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuben, everybody agrees that returning to Aveda is not pleasure for Shimon. Number one is the item is his. Again, this will be questioned in the second Lashna of the Gemara. That's why I'm saying it. And the item is his, and the fact that it's being returned is a mitzvah that Reuben's doing. Shimon's not getting any pleasure. No argument in that, in this Lashna. The Machloika says, if Reuben can't have pleasure from Shimon, and Reuben's returning in Aveda, he's having pleasure, he can't give tzedakah, doesn't have to give tzedakah. So now there's a Machloika. By the way, there's a Shiloh if he can. But that's what he got into yesterday. I don't get off it. So, right, so Reuben doesn't have to give tzedakah. Is that a pleasure or not? Is a machlokes. The Mishnah said, in a mokim shenayt l'schar, you give schar, the hanah has to go to Hegdash. So Bishlam, according to the Ma'adi Amad, it says that even when Reuben can't have pleasure from Shimon, he's allowed to return it. So we have a case that Reuben is not allowed to take the money from Shimon. And Shimon can't keep the money because then he's taking Reuben's money. So what are we supposed to do with the money? It goes to Hegdash. But if you tell me that when Reuben can't have pleasure from Shimon, he can't return it, that means automatically the case is talking about that Reuben could have pleasure from Shimon. So why doesn't he take the money? Take the money! Zok de Gemara, you're right. He could take the money. The Mishnah says if he refuses to take the money has to go to Hegdash. Shimon can't keep it. That is the first gear in the Gemara. Zok de Rash.
Obviously, it says none of these set up for anyone. The guy can keep it. This whole Hector thing is only
if he refuses the money.
No. It's only assuming that there was some setup that they can't benefit from each other.
Well, of course. Of course. In a regular case, you can have an offer from each other. Talking about nice people.
Right.
Why should he go to Hector? You get paid for returning that beta. It's an incentive. If you get paid to returning Aveda, you have an incentive to return Aveda. That's all. That was the minig. Give people an incentive. You sign me a Targum, you're eligible for a raffle for who knows what. I didn't ask for a commentary. I was just saying, it's an incentive. Why does the people do that? They want to incentivize that people should do Tonight Make a Targum.
I mean, we're moving in the right direction now.
What?
People are moving in the right direction, Ardua. We don't need any
people still get a check.
No,
what are you talking about?
No, but if we return a lost object, you don't expect anything.
Again, how many people return lost objects in their life? Forget about every year. How many lost objects have I returned in my lifetime? I can't remember. It's sure not one. Sure, not more than five, if that many. Most of the time, you walk by a thing on the floor, you just walk by.
You
still want to. No, because it's probably a guy. Especially if you live in a neighborhood that's ruled by Akum, it's probably a guy. I have no Shiva Shavas Aveda. It might not have a simon. If it doesn't have a simon, I'll be stuck. I won't know what to do.
If it doesn't have a simon, it's okay.
What?
If it doesn't have a simon, you keep it.
Right, but it might have a simon, but what I do with it, So the only time I have a Shiloh B'Shabbat Aveda is when people come to my house for a Masiba or a party. They leave their winter coat there or their sweater there, because especially kids, boys, who have 18 sweaters and lose them all. So then I have a Shiloh. Whose sweater is it? So you give it around. The next year you clean for Pesach, you find the same sweater. The next year you clean for Pesach, you find the same sweater. So Baruch told me there are Boyasha Paskins. You figure out what it's worth. You write down, I had a sweater worth X amount of money, and you can dispose of the sweater, and just, if anybody ever comes to claim it, you pay them the amount that it's worth.
Wow. Just finding your kids' shoes.
Give that to my own house. That's not on a base.
I once found a wallet and went with a gas pump. It was full of cash, and it had like a Russian name in there, but he looked Yiddish. He lives in Bishop Park. I found him. He gave it back to him. He wanted to give
beautiful.
Me money.
Beautiful.
He wanted to give me money. I said, I don't want any money.
Don't
Rabbi Prague on Friday night. I don't think
he has. Malcolm's right. Tip on the legs. Right. Dr. Rush. The second year is in the Gemara. Rabbi said, I want to do the second year is in the Gemara.
No questions again, right?
No questions. Second year is in the Gemara is the other way. That if, according to the Mazamar, that says that the Baal Avedah's thing, meaning, according to the Mandamah, it says that the only time you can return Aveda is if Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. But if Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, you can't return it. You can't return it. So then we can understand Malcolm Shetip on all the Hegdish because of the answer we gave in the first lesson. He doesn't want to take it. Meaning the Havamina is saying, I can understand the case when Reuven is allowed to have Hanoah from Shimon, because if he's not allowed to return the Aveda. Then, if Shimon wants to give him the money and Reuven says, I'm not interested, Shimon can't keep it. But in the case, if you learn that it goes both ways, right, whether Reuven can't have Hanoah from Shimon or Shimon can't have Hanoah from Shimon, not both ways that they're both lost from each other, but that you're allowed to return Aveda whether Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, or whether Shimon can't pleasure from Reuven. So now, Malkim Shinoik Mavaschar, Tibla Anoa LeHegdish. When Shimon is allowed to have Anoa from Reuven, why can't he keep the money? This Lashon is assuming that they're not usher from each other. So if they're not usher from each other, you have one case where Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, and one place that Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. In the case where Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, so he can't give the money to Reuven, keep it. You can't give it to Reuven. Why shouldn't you be able to keep it? The Gemara say, does not view that as taking Reuven's money. You're allowed to have Reuven's money. One case is Reuven can't have pleasure from you. The other place is that Shimon, you can't have anav from Reuven. But it's not both ways. It's one way. So now, in the case when Reuven can't have pleasure from you, but you're allowed to have pleasure from Reuven, so instead, you can't give Reuven the money, so keep it. Why tip on all ahead? In one case, we can understand. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. So Shimon wants to give Reuven the money, and Reuven's allowed to take it. But Reuven says, I don't want it. Shimon can't keep it. He's taking Reuven's money. But in the case when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, the returner can't have pleasure from the owner, but the owner can have pleasure from the returner. So he offers him the money. He can't offer him the money, but he can keep it. He's allowed to have pleasure from Reuven's money. Now, very rare is the case that a guy can refuse to take money for Aveda, but a guy who has the money in his pocket and the guy can't take it from him has no problem keeping it. There are people that don't want to be paid for mitzvahs, but it's hard to find a person that has the money in his pocket. He can't give it to Reuven, and he doesn't want to keep it. Why does he want to keep it? It's your money. It's not like you're getting money from somebody. It's your money, and you're allowed to take what Reuven's supposed to get, because you're allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. Again, this Gemara is assuming that it's not that they're both usher from each other. This Lashon is assuming either Reuven's usher from Shimon, or Shimon is usher from Reuven. So if Shimon's usher from Reuven, and Reuven doesn't want to take the money, Shimon has a problem. That's why Tipa Nola Hegdish. But if Reuven is not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon could have pleasure from Reuven, keep the money. But he went, you don't want to keep the money? Zuck the Rush, that doesn't happen. People don't That keeps the money. They might not want to take money, but why should they mind keeping the money? The difference between not taking money and not keeping money in the psychology of a person. So Reuven comes to Shimon and gives him back the Aveda. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Right? So Shimon would like to offer him money. He can't. So it's Reuven's money that he can't give to Reuven. So keep it. You're allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. He doesn't want to take it, so keep it. Why should he go to Hegdish?
There it is.
You're right. When the Mishnah said, Malkum Shetipo, it's only talking in the case when Shimon can't have enough from Reuven. That even that man, the Yom agrees that that is only going on one of the two cases. Let's read the Rush inside. Mesvarim Nimsa Nusach Achar. That's what Nun Aleph stands for. I assume everybody has Nun Aleph. He just reads the Gemara. It's a different gears in the Gemara. I don't have your print anymore.
It's a different
gear.
It's a different
gear.
It's
a different gear in the Gemara. By me, I have a bold Besvarim Nimtza. I don't know about you. I think you are. Oh, you also have the regular print? Okay, so if you have the regular print, it's
first line on top of the page.
In my one, I don't know your which. And you're thinking it's the first line on top of the page.
And
the Amaral. Yeah. This one, Nimsa. Yeah. But Svarim Nimsa Nusach Achar. That's what Nun Aleph stands for. There's another Nusach. Bishloim, Lamanda, Mabishanifsim, Mazra, Surna, Balaveda. It's not the way we have it in our Gemara. Our Gemara had it the other way. I was in Balaveda, Surna, Mazra, Lama, Hagar. I did the Tani, Bakum, Shnait, Malashkin, Malhagdish. So the Rush explains it. Ain't a Mazra, right? So the Kabul Schar. Right? Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Right? Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. But because if not, he wouldn't be able to return the Aveda. And he's refusing it. So Shimon can't keep Reuven's money. But according to this Lashon, it's not both ways. The Rush learned that when it can go either way, both are Aser from each other. In this Lashon, one is Aser from one, and one is not Aser from one. Either one from one, which it can go either way. Masnitzin Ivy Bechalig. Maybe Shinifti Balaveda Surna Mazer. Avanichse Amazer Mutarim Balaveda. Either Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon could have pleasure from Reuven. Or in a case where Reuven can have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Not both ways. So I might have on all ahead the sheikh of the Nixa Maxim Mutarim. If Shimon can keep Reuven's stuff, why is it answer? In the case of Nigze Magzer Asurim, if the Shimon, I'm sorry, in the case when Mutar, Nigze Magzer Mutar, in the case when Shimon can have pleasure from Reuven, Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, let Shimon keep the money.
Because he refused, the other guy refused.
He can't give it to him. Reuven can't get paid. The Magzer is Asur from the Baal Aveda.
What's the question? Why is it going to Hegdish?
Why is the money going to Hegdish? Reuven came to give Shimon the Aveda. Reuven's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon.
Okay.
So Shimon can't pay him.
Okay. So why give it to
Hegdish?
So keep
it. Keep the money?
Why not?
$25. I mean, I can have enough.
Right, because the Rush is learning it's not both ways.
Okay,
got it.
I just
want to be clear. It's not going on that case. Only in the case when Reuven's allowed to take from Shimon, but Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, and Reuven's refusing the money. The Mazer ain't the right to the Kabul Schar. Zuck the Rush. Why can't we say...
Why is that not to keep the money?
It's not.
No, for Reuven to take it.
What do you mean? Take the money. Why isn't that getting pleasure? It's getting
not
paid.
Pleasure. Not pleasure.
Why not?
Is that under the din of
Vitor? What does that do?
Is that under the din of that?
No, not Vitor. Yeah, it's getting money directly from him.
I, it's like Vitor.
No, it's not. Please let's get off the subject. No, trust me.
I'm asking because it makes sense.
I understand what you want to do. I never accuse you of not making sense to yourself. That I understand. You always make sense to yourself. So do I to myself. The answer is, and I'm going to take fast because I don't want to throw everybody off, it's not Vitor, but you're giving him something directly. Vitor is what he's doing things that you don't mind. Vitor does not mean giving him something.
That money to anybody who would find it.
I hear his question. Let's try to deal with it when I come back. Frank Derush. Now, Frank Derush, why don't we say that Shimon doesn't want to keep the money that he owes Reuven? That just like Reuven is refusing the money in a case because he doesn't want to take money, Shimon doesn't feel right keeping the money that he feels should go to Reuven. And that's why he goes to Hagdish.
Why is he refusing to take the money?
What?
Why is he refusing?
Who, Reuven?
Yes.
Because Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. In this case. The lecture of Maymar, Nami, the Koyeha, the Nixa Balaveda, Surin Lamazer, the Tipanor, the Hegdish, Im Balaveda, right to lack of Askar. Just like you told me in a case previously that Reuven refuses the money, and therefore Shimon can't keep it and goes to Hegdish. Why can't you say over here, Reuven, Shimon doesn't want to keep the money that should be going to Reuven? So Derush, the Hola Yitzchakamisni. Not a good case. The Kivan ain't a mouse of the scar. How should Bella made them? You're to call my mind a laggish. Tis. If he can't pay Reuven, then it's his money. It's not Reuven's money. He can't pay Reuven. So therefore, it's his money. So a guy wants to give to Hegdish? You can give your home, you can give everything. You can give your car to Hegdish. We're not interested in teaching you what you're allowed to give to Hegdish. It's yours. You're not getting from Reuven because Reuven's not allowed to touch that money. So it's not his. So therefore, it's yours. So keep it. Now, you can tell me, you don't want to keep the money? What if you don't want your car? You can give anything you want to Hegdish. Our Mishnah's not trying to tell me you're allowed to give things to Hegdish. Our Mishnah's saying you have to give things to Hegdish. You don't have to give this to Hegdish. Keep it. It's yours. But in a case where you can't have pleasure, you can't keep it. So therefore, you have to tell me what to do with it. Yes? So, Rabbi Cohn asked, is this a case of Vitor? Let's say it is. He's going like the Mandam of Vitor. That's where our missions are going. That's easy. That's the easiest answer. Thank you very much. I don't know if it's true. I'll have to think about it. Yes?
Please correct me if I'm wrong. If I make up my mind, give a certain amount of money, or frankly, any object, I concretely make up my mind that anyone who does this, I will give them money.
Means nothing.
Sorry.
Means nothing.
Thank you.
I can make up my mind to do things. It's not a mitzvah.
That was the answer.
Not a mitzvah. It's not a net. I didn't make a net. I can do whatever I want. I can change my mind 50,000 times. If I speak it out, then it gets a shot of eventual pathetic. If I can't change my mind, I can't change
your mind. What?
If I speak it out, I will give you, can I change my mind or not? It's a shiloh. But it's not a tabal bar mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah.
So assuming someone spoke out their mind, anybody
who receives
does this,
I will give them
this report.
He can still change your mind.
How can it go to
Hegdish?
Because the person who is receiving the object...
Again, nobody spoke any... First of all, nobody said anything here.
Nobody spoke.
It doesn't make a difference if you spoke. It's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, you don't have to keep it. You're allowed to break your word. It might be a sign of Hesel Chotzedek. The Torah likes people to keep their word. But you're allowed to change your mind. Even that's not a sort of angel chotzeret. You want to say something about Matthias.
Yeah, the problem I was worrying about is how do you give something to an Hegdish which you don't own?
You own, it doesn't.
So what you are saying is that even though there may be a problem in keeping your word, the ownership is still yours.
100%. 100%. Fine. 100%. Something to my right there.
What was the answer why he's not, he decides. He doesn't
want
to keep it.
He can't. Whose money is it? No, it's not, because Reuven can't take it.
So
what is the mission trying to tell me?
Right.
That you're allowed to give to Hegdish? You can give your car to Hegdish also. You can give your house to Hegdish. It's your money.
What's the answer then?
What? The Eidochinami. In that case, you keep the money. Tipanola Hegdish is only in the other case, when you can't have pleasure from Reuven. Because this money I'm learning is going on two cases. Either one can't have pleasure from one, or the other one can't have pleasure from him. But it's not going in a double. They're not usher from each other. It's one or the other. In that case, Shimon keeps the money. He wants to donate it to Hegdish when he gets the next Mishabeirach. He can donate it. It has nothing to do with anything. He doesn't have to. It's his money.
When Reuven answered it, he can't take it because it's enough for him, right?
Therefore, it's not his money. He can't take it. It's not his money.
That was the
difference
between that and
Mechila? I have no idea. No, he's not Mechila. He bans himself from pleasure. A month before he found the Aveda.
Hello? Hello?
Sounds like we lost him.
Yeah, call.
Still not there.
Hello? Harvey?
Yeah, I'm here. I tried calling back twice. And
okay, back to this Gemara. Back to Gemara. Ikka d'matnu l'bahai lishna. Now, some had a Gemara differently. It's a new Gemara, meaning till now we were working with the first set of givens, and now we're going to be working with a new set of givens. First of all, the thing that we assumed as a dover pashut in the first one is being rejected now. When you give Shimon back the Aveda, you are giving him something. We said before, you're not giving him anything, it's his own item. This lashon says, it's his own item. He didn't have it. You're now giving it to him. That's hana, you're giving him an item. So that's disputing something that the Gemara accepted as fact in lashon number one, is now denied. Now it's saying it's not true. When Reuven returns an Aveda to Shimon, he's giving him something, the item. He's doing a mitzvah, that's good for the work he does. But the item is he's being given to Shimon that Shimon didn't have. And the Gemara before said, you're giving him his own thing, you're not giving him anything. This Gemara says, yes, you are. So that's the first difference between the two sides. This lashon is rejecting the svara that you didn't give him anything, which the Gemara in the first lashon accepted as a dover pashut, that you are giving him something. You aren't. And this Gemara saying you are. You're giving him the item. So now the machlokes goes the other way. Machlokes the amri, pligi ba b'haylish, pligi the masla b'haylish, pligi ba ravami ravas. Chad amar loyshono to benichti ba aved asur namas. The only time Aveda can be returned is when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Because Mishimputa Rabbi Yosef was Shiach. Reuven's not getting any pleasure. Tzedakah is not Shiach. Everybody agrees to that according to this lashon. What was the machlokes according to the first lashon is Reuven getting pleasure from not giving tzedakah? This lashon says it's not a machlokes. He's not getting pleasure. Aniyim don't come every 10 minutes. It's not happening. Therefore, Reuven's allowed to give it back, but he's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. He can give back that, but he's not getting pleasure. But if Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, he's giving him back the item.
He's giving him back an item. You're giving him an item. Dr. Rush. From the Kamahani Lay. The left Lay has to our meet him the Napsi Kamahani Lay. And this chat rejects the chat that you're giving him back his own item. No, you're giving him an item that he didn't have. You are giving him an actual item. And the other one, the other says, no, you're giving him back his own item. That's the machloikus. The machloikus is not putul derav yisum. The machloikus is giving back a guy his own item considered giving him pleasure.
Would you say this version is more
Mustabra? I don't pick that. No, I am well trained. I'm an old man. I'm well trained for the last 55 years at least. That I don't pick sides in Amaroim. I don't pick sides in Tanoim. I don't even pick sides in Rishonim. And up to a certain generation, I don't pick sides in Achronim. Maybe at one point I already become a Deishas and Mechusav. And I do pick sides, but I try not to pick sides because these people are a trillion times bigger than me, at least. So therefore, that's an understatement. And therefore, I do not comment on these kind of things. I try to understand. I try to explain. And if I don't understand, I can't explain. And if I don't understand and can't explain, I say, it's your problem, not their problem. Like,
what does that word in the Rush mean? Meet them.
The Gemara used that language. Meet them the Nafshikamah, the land. I'm amazed. The Gemara used that. His own item you're returning to him. An item that belongs to him, you're giving him back. That was the Rosh Nagamah.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what he's talking about. Dr. Rush. Ask the Muslim Master to relate item at the period. But no rush. Dr. Gamar Tan. Now we're gonna learn the Kasha. Welcome to Night Molev Khar, Shib on all the Hegnes. And the time when he gets paid, the Anar goes to Hegnes. So this friend of Amanda, my Philip Shinikti Mahzasuna about Veda Mahadir, if you tell me that it goes both ways, that the Mishnah is talking about even when the magzer, the owner, can't have pleasure from the returner. So then we can understand. That's why the Mishnah has to tell me that in a place where Reuven should get paid and refuses the schar, Shimon can't keep the money. Because Reuven's returning the Aveda. This Mandiyama holds that Reuven is returning the Aveda. And Shimon can't take the money. And Shimon can't take the money. Can't keep him. And Reuven has to get money. He doesn't want to take it. So therefore, Tibon all the hekdesh. But according to the Mandamah, it says that you can't. Reuven can't return it when Shimon can't have pleasure from him. Right. So now, when can he return it? Only when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Right. So why is he going to hekdesh? If Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon should keep the money. And there's no case here. You can't say it's going on the other case, because this money Amr says in the other case, he can't return it. So it must be talking in a case when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon, but Shimon could have pleasure from Reuven. Because if Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, he can't return the Aveda. Because this money Amr says you're giving him an item. Thank you, Matthias Malcolm. What is he going to do with the Mishnah? It's only talking in a case when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Because in the case that Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, Reuven can't return it. So if he's returning it, obviously Shimon can have pleasure from him. He can't have pleasure from Reuven. So fine, he can't get the money, but why can't Shimon keep it? It's Shimon's money. So the Gemara Kashi, you're right. We have no shot. In this lesson, we're stuck with the Mishnah. Dr. Rush. Shimon can keep Reuven's money. So therefore, this lesson does not have an answer. This lesson is saying that according to the Mandi Amar, that Reuven cannot return it when Shimon can't have pleasure from him. When can Shimon keep the money? When can't Shimon keep the money? If he can't have pleasure from Reuven, he can't be returned to. So obviously, it's talking in a case that Shimon can have pleasure from Reuven. So keep the money. Now, the other money I'm saying, he's talking either. Okay, but it's talking to either. You can have a case that it's talking to both. Reuben can't have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuben. He can return the Aveda, and Shimon can't keep the money. But how do you have a case that in the case, if you only learn that Reuben can return the Aveda when Shimon can have pleasure from him, so then why can't he keep the money? And the Gemara has no answer. At the end of the day, there are three different shatim in this Gemara. Shot one, two ways to understand the question and answer, and then shot two, which is a totally different shot. Believe that or tomorrow, I will sum it up quickly in the beginning before we move on to the next Gemara. I know we're moving slowly.
Without the board.
What?
The board.
I'm sorry you spent money.
I'll return it. Let's ruin that. Just money.